Hello, and welcome to MES in 5. Today we're going to talk about general organ donation in halakha. Now, organ donation is a very complicated and in-depth topic that can't be easily talked about in 1 5-minute talk. However, I will try to introduce the topic today, and in later podcasts we'll go further into this idea from different aspects and point of view. Today, however, I want to talk about specifically the aspect of organ donation after death. Now, of course, the biggest push for organ donation is the idea of pikuach nefesh. You should do anything and everything you can to save another person's life. However, it's not so black and white when it comes to organ donation. One of the first problems is defining the actual moment of death. Because time is critical, the organ needs to be transplanted as soon as possible, especially organs like the lungs or heart. However, these days, defining death is not so easy. With all the advances in medical technology, a person's heartbeat can be maintained by machines even after they lose their brainstem function and the ability to breathe on one's own. So the age-old question is, do we define death as a cessation of brain activity or heart activity? If true death is defined as when the brain stops working, we can keep the body going for a long time on a ventilator. The body can live even if there's no brain activity at all. However, once the heart stops beating, organs are deprived of oxygen, and it becomes more difficult to successfully remove and transplant them. If we define death as cessation of heart activity, then removing an organ before this point would be murder. Pikuach nefesh does not override murder. One cannot kill someone to save another's life. There are an incredible amount of intricacies and opinions on the halachic ethics of this. However, right now, we'll just go into the main poskim and their psaks on the matter. Even though he never explicitly wrote his firm opinion on this, according to Rav Moshe Tendler, son-in-law to Rav Moshe Feinstein, it was Rav Moshe Feinstein's position that brain death is considered full death. Rav Tendler is very strongly for brain death as halachic death and has spoken out many times for it. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, however, holds strongly against this psak and rules against brain death. He prohibited receiving organs from a brain-dead patient, even though the prospective recipient would die without it, and even if there were other patients ready to accept this organ in his place. He even permitted the desecration of Shabbos on behalf of a brain-dead patient when necessary. His reasoning for this is that, since brain death is not found anywhere in the Gemara and there's no Masorah for it, we can't create a new definition of death today without the full Sanhedrin backing it. This is just a few basic opinions on the matter and a very basic overview of the issue. However, once a person is considered fully dead by all opinions, there is another aspect to think about, meaning the basic ethical idea of giving away your organs once you die to another person. People before their death, or families of the deceased, often sign a form that allows the hospital to use the deceased's organs to save another life. That's a tough decision to make. Some people don't want to contemplate their own mortality. Others are afraid their organs will be harvested before they even die. There's also the fear that doctors will perhaps not try their best to save organ donors who have not yet died, since there may be a greater benefit in their passing away. Still others find the disfigurement and mutilation of their bodies or of their loved ones repugnant. Whatever the reason, there is an acute shortage of organs. The demand far outstrips the supply. Around 15 people die each day waiting for a donated organ. In Judaism, we put a huge value on saving someone's life. There's a Mishnah in Sanhedrin, whoever destroys a soul, it's considered as if he destroyed an entire world. And whoever saves a life is considered as if he saved an entire world. Halachically, it would appear that organ donation ought to be encouraged, provided the procedure does not entail violations of halacha. We want to do everything we can to save another person's life. However, there are times when a person is visibly uncomfortable to make the decision, but should be encouraged as much as possible to go with it. Devarim, Perek Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Chaf Beis, and Chaf Gimel. To paraphrase, if a criminal is put to death by hanging, his body shall not remain all night hanging on a tree, but you shall surely bury him that same day. Rashi said that this Pasuk is telling us not to deface or mutilate a dead body, because we are created B'Tselem Elokim, and by disgracing a dead body, you'd be disgracing Hashem. From this, we have the halacha that we don't dissect dead bodies or perform autopsies. Nevertheless, like virtually all other restrictions of the Torah, these prohibitions are flexible when their violation can save a life. However, general anatomical experimentation, or leaving one's body to science, does not qualify as pikuach nefesh, even though information could save a life in the long run. According to the Nota Biyuda, you'd have to have at least one person getting direct benefit from this dead person's body. And one last issue I'd like to raise for now is the idea of donating to non-Jews. Specifically, does a Jew have the obligation to donate only to a fellow Jew, or can he donate to a non-Jew also? Rav Moshe Tendler holds that one is allowed to donate to a non-Jew as there is the idea that all of humankind, not just Jews, were created by Tzelem Elohim and are equal in this regard. There are also some other considerations to not giving non-Jews. For example, we could be creating sina from the other nations. We could be creating hatred. Or if we don't donate to them, they won't donate to us, and it will create a much smaller pool of organs, which will only harm everyone. Also, most likely the person doing the autopsy or transplanting the organs will be non-Jewish, and they don't have the prohibition of desecrating a dead body, even towards a Jewish corpse. I only scratched the surface with this topic, but I hope this gives a basic understanding of the halachic and ethical concerns that are raised in this sensitive topic. Organ donation today is much safer than it used to be. However, it still carries health risks to the people involved. However, the ability to save another person's life is the greatest mitzvah a person can do in this world. We should try to understand this complicated topic as best as possible.